the Braves had a really good homestand, 8-2. Obviously, I think the offense is the thing that we're giving the majority of the credit to there. But what is maybe getting hidden in what's going really well for the Braves right now, besides just how well they're hitting the baseball?
This is going to really please Randy, but I think it's the bullpen. This bullpen is kind of like been born anew since around the middle of May. In fact, at one point, I don't know if this stat still holds up, but as of like, you know, 4 or 5 days ago, the Braves had the best bullpen ERA in all of baseball since like May 16th, which is around the time Austin Riley got called up, which clearly shows the effect that Austin Riley is having on this team in all departments. But this team, like, the bullpen has really been solid, and the team made a deal to bring in Anthony Swarzak. He made his first appearance on May 22nd, and he's been incredible. You know, he's pitched over 13 innings for this team and only given up one run total in all of his appearances. He's been lights out, under one ERA, under one whip. So, you know, I think that some of these guys are kind of under the radar because, you know, Luke Jackson has had his struggles lately. He's the one guy in the bullpen who's gone the other way, and that's obviously in his role. That is the most obvious, you know, guy you see. He's in the highest leverage situations. But everybody else has been very, very solid.
So you're saying we don't have to worry anymore? Bullpen's okay?
I'm not saying that. I'll repeat it from the high heavens that, you know, this team, I think, still needs to go out and add one more arm to that bullpen for the closer role. But, you know, I think that they're not kind of – they should get some credit. You know, they should get some credit for what they've done over the last month or so. Oh.